In politics, centrism refers to the tendency to avoid political extremes by taking an intermediate position. A centrist promotes moderate policies by finding a middle ground between the left and the right, and also downplays ideological appeals in favor of a pragmatic platform. If you consider yourself a centrist, you probably understand by now how hard it is to navigate in a world dominated by left and right movements. That is because if you bring a centrist approach to an ideologue from this both movements, they see the world divided into left and right. They will most likely consider you as being a liberal or a conservative in disguise, depending on who you talk to. It confuses them. Try as an experiment to agree with an ideologue and then switch to a disagreement. You'll find plenty if you speak with somebody from the left or the right. There's plenty of issues that they assume they know all the answers. Meanwhile, it's just relative to them in the little bubble that Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump tells them. Don't allow this to discourage you. It is very important to listen to all points of view to be a centrist. It is harder than to sit in that bubble and repeat what populists from the left and the right are telling you. That's very easy to do. You turn on the TV, you see your favorite politician, which happens to be a liberal or a conservative. He tells you a few things and you're happy for the day. That's very easy to do. However, to be in the middle and get information from both sides and think from different perspectives, that takes effort. People don't have time for an effort. They just want one side, the voting booth, and a stamp. That makes them happy. But who knows? Things change, political ideologies change. And maybe there is a future for centrism which will involve more than somebody talking at a microphone, or there are several centrists on Twitter, I notice. Not as big as CNN, Fox News, Newsmax. But again, the world is in a constant change. You never know what the next 10 years will bring. Here are some flash trending news. Supreme Court in the US clears the way for House to get Trump White House documents. Didn't the left-wing movements in the US were yelling and screaming that the Supreme Court is now conservative and will be back in the 100 years ago? Well, they prove my favorite saying from Aristotle, that the law is reason free from passion. The NDP, a left-wing party in Canada, says is working with the ethics commissioner and intends to file a formal disclosure report on a $1,895 chair given to NDP leader Mr. Singh's wife, in exchange for posting about the item on her Instagram account. Hey, look, at least he's taking action. There's a lot of politicians that, in my opinion, most likely get more than a chair and they don't do the proper paperwork. And even when they get caught, they'll just deny it. At least here's something to respect. He got caught. He went on with a press release admitting his mistake. And he'll move forward. It's very rare to see a politician acting this way. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of Mr. Singh's policies, especially the economic policies, but that's the beauty of centrism. Just because I don't agree with certain parts of a politician that happens to be a left wing, that doesn't mean I won't admit things that are done in a proper manner. Ontario reported 60 new deaths due to COVID-19 today, the highest daily death toll reported in nearly a year, as overall hospital admissions fell and ICU occupancy increased only slightly. Peru has demanded compensation from the Spanish oil giant Repsol after waves from a volcanic eruption near Tonga caused an oil spill described as the worst ecological disaster to hit the South American country in recent history. We will end with the famous saying from Plato: for someone to conquer themselves is the first and noblest of all victories. Maybe this is a great quote for our friends on the right and left that constantly, majority of them, get up in the morning trying to change everybody around them, thinking their ideology is the only way forward and everybody else is wrong. Well, at the end of the day, I will go with Plato, which is focusing on yourself, and if you manage to conquer yourself, is the first and noblest of all victories. And with that, have a good night.